Track 14, The Process of Forgiveness. On this track, we will discuss three key topics concerning the process of forgiveness in couples. These three key topics concerning the process of forgiveness are defining forgiveness, taking responsibility, and regaining trust. We will also discuss a five-step communication strategy for framing a forgiveness discussion. Greg and Natalie had been married for 9 years and had two daughters, ages 7 and 5. Greg's job was time-consuming and required him to be out of the house a great deal, but Natalie began to notice that his time away from home had increased dramatically. Natalie stated, "I started becoming suspicious. We hardly had any alone time anymore, and it had been ages since we had talked. I felt like I didn't know Greg anymore. Then it hit me that he might be having an affair. So one night, I borrowed my friend's car and followed him when he said he was going to work. He went to some woman's apartment instead. He kept denying it for 2 whole days. Finally, he admitted he had been sleeping with this woman from work for 6 months, and he asked me to forgive him. I told him to get the hell out." Greg was insistent in expressing his desire to work through the consequences of his infidelity with Natalie. Greg immediately cut off all contact with the woman he had been seeing and apologized to his wife. Natalie stated, "After a few days, I agreed that he could come back to the house, mostly for the sake of our kids. But I told him I just couldn't have things be the same, and he agreed to come to counseling with me." Natalie stated, "I don't see how we can have a marriage if I can't forgive Greg, but I can't see how I can forgive him either. He's done something very terrible to me, our family, and our marriage, even if he is sorry and realizes what he's done." I explained to Natalie that a first key topic concerning the process of forgiveness is defining forgiveness. I stated, "Something you may want to consider about forgiveness is that by forgiving Greg, you're not saying that he did not do anything wrong, or that he is not responsible. It also does not mean you have to forget about the hurt Greg's affair has caused you. What forgiveness does mean is that even though you are hurting, you have chosen not to punish Greg, but instead to work on the consequences of his actions together." Natalie stated, "I'm worried because I still feel a lot of pain. I mean, if I still hurt, doesn't that mean I can't really forgive Greg?" I explained to Natalie that it is normal to experience grief, even if you have chosen to forgive someone. Clearly, although Natalie may choose to work through her desire to hurt Greg back, she will be left with a deep wound and a need to grieve. Does your Natalie need to be reminded that he or she can work towards forgiveness and reconciliation and still allow him or herself to grieve? A second key topic concerning the process of forgiveness is taking responsibility. As you can see, Greg fully accepted responsibility for his affair and demonstrated this by making a sincere apology to Natalie and changing his behavior. Natalie stated, "If Greg hadn't shown me that he understood that he was wrong, I don't think I could even think about trying to make our marriage work from here. Forgive, maybe, but not try to restore our relationship. At first, I was worried he would blame me for the affair. I mean, we've been so distant lately. I don't think either one of us put what we should into the marriage. But now, I'm going to take responsibility with Greg for making this work." In addition to defining forgiveness and taking responsibility, a third key topic in the process of forgiveness is regaining trust. I explained to Greg and Natalie that regaining trust occurs slowly and over time. I stated to Greg, "The best way to help Natalie regain trust in you is to be patient and show her your dedication to her through your actions without her needing to prod you. If Natalie sees you making a serious effort to change, it may help her learn to have trust in you and your commitment again." I stated to Natalie, "You can also help Greg recover trust by showing him that you have decided to forgive him. Although you are hurt and grieving, you can demonstrate that you are not going to hold the affair over his head for the rest of your life together. This may help Greg trust that you really want to move forward together with him." One of my colleagues uses a 5-step communication strategy for helping couples frame a forgiveness discussion. He feels that this technique is useful for helping couples change negative patterns in their relationships. Step 1, of course, is for the couple to set a meeting to discuss issues relating to forgiveness. Step 2 of this technique is for the couple to fully explore their pain and concerns related to the issue. For example, Greg and Natalie used the speaker-listener technique to discuss Greg's affair in a structured manner and were able to validate each other's feelings. As you know, this kind of open, validating talk is usually only possible when both partners are motivated to hear each other and respect their partner's views. After setting a meeting and having an open talk, the third step of this technique is for the offender to ask for forgiveness. I encourage couples using this technique to remember that forgiveness is a separate issue from the experience that caused the pain. The fourth step is for the offended to agree to forgive. Natalie expresses openly her decision to forgive Greg for his affair, and by doing so demonstrated her commitment to move the affair into the past. After setting a meeting, discussing the issue, asking for forgiveness, and agreeing to forgive, the fifth step in this technique for framing a forgiveness discussion is for the offender to make a positive commitment to change his or her behavior. For Greg, this meant demonstrating his commitment to Natalie by always returning home from work at an agreed time and spending quality time alone with Natalie on the weekends. Would this technique for framing a forgiveness discussion help your Greg and Natalie? On this track, we have discussed three key topics concerning the process of forgiveness in couples recovering from infidelity. These three key topics concerning the process of forgiveness are defining forgiveness, taking responsibility, and regaining trust. We have also discussed a five-step technique for framing a forgiveness discussion. Question 14. What are three key topics concerning the process of forgiveness? This couples therapy CD set regarding teaching communication strategies that work has covered such topics as togetherness versus intimacy, types of togetherness marriages, optimizing the therapeutic alliance, communication danger signs, filters, the speaker-listener technique, navigating hidden issues, assumptions that help with problem solving, the address with respect technique, core impasses, preserving friendship, barriers to fun, protecting sexuality, and the process of forgiveness. I hope you have found the information to be both practical and beneficial. We appreciate that you've chosen the Healthcare Training Institute at homestudycredit.com as a means for receiving your continuing education credit. Other home study courses we offer include treating teen self-mutilation, treating post-holiday letdown and depression, treating childhood sexual trauma, interventions for anxiety disorders with children and adults, and balancing the power dynamic in the therapeutic relationship. I wish you the best of luck in your practice. Thank you. Please consider us for future home study needs at homestudycredit.com.